We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was a very special weekend for Bob Pompiani as he saw his master's prediction come to fruition. And I know I felt really good for you, Bob, and I bet you Ron did too.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe, and that music is some of the best music you can have. It's relaxing. It tells you what time of year it is. The azaleas are blooming at Augusta.
Ah, golf stinks, Bob. I didn't watch a second of it.
Come on, man.
Was it an exciting Masters in your opinion? Was it how did it compare with some others? What's your overall take on how the tournament played out?
Well, my overall take is that normally, you know, Saturday is referred to as moving day, Sunday the back nine. It always comes down to the back nine, but I thought this Masters was won on the back nine on Saturday, not Sunday, when Hideki Matsuyama took advantage of a weather delay and went pin hunting in the back nine to the point where he shot 30 and moved four shots ahead of everyone because of it. He was as good as anyone on the course after that weather delay. He gave himself some breathing room, which he needed, because on Sunday, things got tense, and they often do. It's a very, very demanding mental sport as you go down the stretch. So much pressure that you could put on yourself, and with millions of people watching, it's just a tough thing to do. And I saw a couple of guys kind of fall apart. The one kid who didn't was the kid who Ron now likes, Will Zalatoris, the 24-year-old. He stood tall in there, and he made this an interesting back nine. He put pressure on Matsuyama, and nobody else really did.
Well, you talk about the pressure. I mean, you could just see it. All of Japan is watching. You're out there to try to make history. And, you know, his life changed forever by what he did. Over this weekend, I can't even imagine what that must be like. Did you guys see the picture of him at the airport? I thought it was pretty cool. Just sitting there, and I don't know if it was Darren Revelle or somebody that said, this is the last time he'll ever be like one of us, because once he gets home, his life has changed. And I just thought it was really cool the way he handled it.
Yeah, I did happen to catch his news conference after winning. And that was pretty powerful. He was talking about how the moment really hit him. He couldn't sleep. His plan was to sleep in a little bit, like Pomp usually does. He wanted to sleep till 9:30 on Sunday, and he said he couldn't sleep, and then it hit him when he was going out to the first tee. Like, the enormity of the moment hit him, and then he said he was just able to play through it. How about this? Was it Scheffele? Is that how you say his name, Bob?
Scheffele.
Scheffele. He snapped, didn't he? I mean, triple bogey on the 16th. I read where he cost himself about $600,000.
Yeah, and he cost me about $1,000 too, just because I had this pool that we were in. And I, you know, it's a total, you pick six guys and the top four count, and it's a total score among the four. So I had the winner, Matsuyama. I had the third and fourth place finishers, which were Scheffele and Spieth. In between was Zalatoris. And if he doesn't take a triple bogey on 16, number one, he's going to put pressure on Matsuyama. But number two, he would have done me a favor on my birthday for another grand, but I didn't get it. So there you go. But no, he should. That was a terrible miss club. He shouldn't have done it. I don't know if he miscalculated the wind or whatever. All he had to do was put the ball on the green, Ron, and put a little bit more pressure on Matsuyama, who just went in the water in the previous hole. So it was getting him a little bit, but that gave him a little bit of a break.
Well, I didn't see that particular shot, so I don't know. I just
how much money, Ron, do you think that's worth for Hideki Matsuyama? Like, the Japanese culture, they love golf over there. You know, they you know, not everybody can play at it, unfortunately, but it seems, you know, they're intrigued by it, and they've never had a champion. How much, you know, they have the Olympics coming up, so there's no doubt he's going to be the guy who, you know, has the flame and does all that stuff, don't you think?
You would think so, but I mean, financially, just everything. I mean, you become a hero in your country, and I read the same thing, that golf is huge over there, and just to be the first at anything, you know, it's just a monumental achievement for him. And really, you know, maybe not wire to wire, but awfully close in the way he did it. Pretty impressive, Joe.
I would have to say, yes, limitless would be financially what's going to happen. But also, he has to be one of the most popular now Japanese athletes of all time, right? I know Ichiro is in that mix. I mean, that some examples of top five, but you do that.
Ohtani.
And, yeah. You do that, and man, you all of a sudden become like a Michael Jordan figure there. Like I said earlier to you guys, I saw or heard the Japanese call of the final hole, and I think it was on SportsCenter, and they said this could be the equivalent to the Al Michaels Miracle on Ice call. I mean, that's how big this was in Japan.
There's no question about it. He's always carried that burden because a lot of people expected him to be more of a winner on the PGA Tour and certainly in majors. But his play in majors is better than most people think. He doesn't win. He hasn't won. But he's been really, you know, available, you know, deeper into tournaments. And it's just a matter of finally figuring out how to do it. And he did, again, by, to me, taking advantage of Saturday's back nine. That more than anything else won it for him, just those nine holes.
Well, he's going to have a hard time playing. He's going to have a hard time playing top this, right? I mean, how do you do better than this the rest of your life? He may win again, but he'll never have a tournament like this, Joe.
Well, my favorite part of the whole tournament that I didn't watch was this. It was Billy Horschel. Billy Horschel. They call him Horschel Walker, I think, Bob. And he went crazy, slamming his golf clubs repeatedly into his bag. After, I don't know, he screwed up some shot. It doesn't matter what, but the video is tremendous. He's taking the one club and continuously just pounding it into the bag. It's great. That's what I would be doing if I were playing golf. It's very relatable. I don't know why he has to apologize. What, I apologize to Augusta National, the members of the club, and the patrons for any conduct that may have crossed the line. Get out of here. It was great. Did you see it, Bob?
I did. I understand that feeling. I do. But I just think it's, you know, the apology is part of the etiquette of the game. That's all that is. But I'm sure that, you know, he meant every bit of it. The frustration can really get on you a little bit.
Did he endanger anybody? Did he do anything that wrong? He took a couple of clubs and jammed them into his bag as hard as he could. Why the apology, Ron?
Because golf, you know, those at that level, they look at themselves as they're too big, too classy to show their emotions out there. I don't know. I have no problem with a guy showing his emotion. Now, I did not see this. You make it sound like it was pretty bad. No.
I didn't think it was that bad. It was just,
I know,
it was just
but
funny.
I said you described it as pretty bad by golfing standards. They don't like to do that. I think they hold themselves to a higher standard, Bob, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there was another
golfer. Yeah,
just
to be clear on that, I didn't think it was that bad. All he did was jam the club back in the bag. But, yes, apparently they do. Go ahead, Bob.
No, there was another golfer who, in frustration, broke his putter after three putting. And by rule, you can't replace your putter, so you have to use another club. So, and he putted really well. He had to go the last four holes using a three wood to putt with. Because you can't replace it until the round is over.
They should make him use the broken putter. What did he use? A driver to putt with? That's tremendous.
A three wood.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Well, did he apologize? Unless I missed something with Horschel Walker. He didn't do anything that bad. Certainly not as bad as breaking your putter on the course.
No, he didn't apologize. But he had to play without a putter. So that was his penalty. And he actually putted better with the three wood, believe it or not.
I think he should apologize, Bob. And how was your birthday?
It was really nice. Nice, you know, family get together. And those, as we get older, I think are very important. So anytime that can happen, I look forward to it. And it was fun. So, and I got a lot of well wishes. So thank everyone out there who took the time. But it's just one day. We keep cranking. Next thing you know, it'll be another year go by. It goes fast, guys, doesn't it?
Not for Ron. Sure, his is
sure
going
does.
Slow.
Yeah, I wish.
Did you have the day off, Bob?
No, I worked. I work a lot of days. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. As long as there's time in there to do something.
And did anybody sing to you?
Actually, yes. Someone I don't even know, actually. That was a weird story.
Walking into
this restaurant we went, and all of a sudden there's a Happy Birthday, It's Your Birthday, the 50 Cent song, which I thought was interesting, and I kind of moved to it.
So random people sang Happy Birthday to you, or what?
Yeah,
what,
I guess.
What do you mean?
It was my birthday and start singing. I don't know. I was flattered.
Ron, what do you make of that?
He's a popular man. Got a lot of people that love him.
Including us, Bob. Let's get into the Penguins next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.